Money. Up-to-date business and financial news. Money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And as we've said, we have just a huge amount of interest of top-notch guests coming on the show. We got a couple great, great guests for you. In fact, going back into a book I've read, one of the great bestsellers, we have Michael Covell on the show, who's done a really fascinating study on trend following and evolved into something called turtle trading. And if you don't know anything about this story, it's one of the most interesting stories around, so you're in for an absolute treat. And then we're going to bring on somebody who may shed a little bit of light. I think the most interesting and one of the most troublesome part of the whole country right now. No, it's not oil. No, it's not the price of eggs. It's actually a much, much bigger story. It's a thing called trust. And I've talked about it quite a bit. Tom Martin of Martin Investigative Services does some homework, and if you're smart enough, get you out of trouble before you get in it. And it'll come up a little bit later on in the show as well. In the meantime, as I always like to do, my business is the market. The market has never in recent years been so not only volatile, but so kind of uncertain in terms of people questioning whether it's bottom or questioning whether it's the beginning of the end. And again, all the information we have and all the data we have, probably the actual underlying circumstances is a little bit more difficult for many people to navigate and difficult for them to understand. And what we have, some good news here is I believe there's some yet new changes to the Magnet Investment Group, which is going to allow us to re-kickstart our newsletter. And I know a lot of you listeners out there enjoyed the newsletter. We had the initial acquiring party suggest we stop the newsletter. There's some discussions we're involved in re-kicking the newsletter in. And the reason I bring that out is because we were doing something in the newsletter. Not only were we doing something I don't do often, which is giving you the actual fish, and if you remember, of our model portfolio, only about 14 months into the initial newsletter, seven or eight of them, companies already showed gains of over 100%. And we were not, folks, in a great market then. We are not in a great market now. I just had a breakfast meeting, and someone was talking about this period of time. I know when I was born in 1958 and I got out of graduate school in 1981, you could have bought some of the premier companies in the United States, GE, Merck, Bristol-Myers, and not made any money for 22 years in the stock market. That's almost hard to believe in this kind of short-term nature that is kind of broken out and developed in our time frame. But years went by, and Texas was asked, what if we get back into an environment like that again? And you understand that my point is that back in those days, there were tons of stocks that were working out, tons of new stocks developing, going on great runs. Some of them were succumbing to the pressures of growing too fast. But again, what they were magnets at the time. same way right now, folks. Despite this market environment, I can show you the names, but that's not really the intent of this business, whether they're actually the largest egg manufacturers, whether they're leaders right now in solar power, whether they are companies involved in pulling oil and natural gas out of the ground, whether I just look at our portfolio, such a diverse group, mining companies and agricultural fertilizing type companies. These companies have just absolutely blown the cover off the ball, yet the indexes aren't doing anything except for giving people agita. And individuals are kind of, they just don't trust anybody right now. They certainly don't trust the stock market. They certainly don't trust the SEC when the SEC comes out and says these 16 stocks cannot be illegally shorted anymore. Well, you could continue to illegally short the rest of the market. We're not going to follow the rules or look at rules for the rest of the market, but we need to follow the rules on these 16 companies. And people look around and say, what? People are allowed to illegally participate in the market on everything but 16 stocks, and it just sends a really, really difficult message. I believe we've gotten a breakdown in trust and corporate governance, and folks, it's very hard for an individual, regardless of what they think about the future, to pull $100,000 out of their money market account and decide this is the time to get invested with trust has broken down this badly. One of the things I'm really geared up on doing, and I think I have some interesting people to work with to actually pull this off. We want to, and not only we want to, we need to reestablish trust in this country. And we just keep bringing on best on our show, the best authors we had on recently. If you didn't hear Charles Morris discussing the trillion-dollar meltdown, when him and I got in touch after the show, and he has me reading another one of his books called Tycoons, and it talks about this period, the great industrial revolutionary period, the John Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgans. What they insisted on is America be known as a trust playing field where people can actually be entrepreneurs, make as much money as they can, do whatever they want with their money. And I'm not saying that there weren't scandals and problems and stock manipulations then, because they were. But a neighbor looked a neighbor in the eye and didn't rip him off. And this is what's missing. And when you meet people and they say they do this and they say they do that, and it turns out that they are illegally shorting companies where they're actually sitting in meetings telling the small company they're going to raise money through the capital markets, and at the same time they're simultaneously shorting that stock through their friends and spider relationships. Folks, that's just bad. And that ruins everything. It makes people not want to play the game. And if anything, my whole point to you, and I'm in the middle of writing this wonderful book, I can't wait to actually hand it off to Wiley and stop writing. But folks, there's something called magnet stocks, and it's very, very similar to what happens in professional sports as well. And what you have here is they continue to play baseball, and the crowds are bigger, the stadiums are more luxurious, and the hot dogs are more expensive, and beer is bigger and more expensive, but Babe Ruth doesn't play anymore, and Mickey Mantle doesn't play anymore, and even Tom Seaver doesn't play anymore. But you understand the point. The new names come on, and hey, the Yankees just got Pudge Rodriguez. And although we shouldn't be talking about anything like this about betting, but I can basically tell you the Yankees just won the World Series in October this year, and I'm willing to bet on that. If anyone wants to take a bet, just give me a call and send me an email. But the point is, folks, they're playing this great game of baseball. It's just different players are involved. And if you stay with a player long after his bat speed is gone, I think about the 1980s Mike Schmidt player of the decade in the National League, and all of a sudden one day you just kind of noticed guy couldn't get around on a fastball anymore. Put his bat down, he retired. Phillies didn't stop playing, and they're the same lousy team that they were. Sorry about that, Philly fans. But you get the point here, folks. And there are new stocks in the stock market that are dominating their industry, and regardless of who our next president is, who the next Fed chairman is, or what the next Fed interest rate is, if they are so dominating their field that cash flow continues to accelerate, even in this environment, well, you're talking about a needle in a haystack. You're talking about a superlative. You're talking about not investing in 500 companies at a time and indexing, or like the common mutual fund investing in 160 stocks and closet indexing. We're talking about daring to be different. And like America, how we were founded on taking risks, understanding that were no guarantees, that the winners get the rewards, and the losers, well, they get to work for the winners. And this is the environment that created the great America that dominated the world culture. And Charles Morris Tycoons is a lot of fun and talks about us gaining superiority over the stodgy old Europeans who didn't understand the ingenuity that we have. And now we sit back in leveraged index products that have grossly destroyed the country, while other investors around the world not using leverage are using billions of dollars in sovereign funds to buy up America. And, folks, obviously we need that to change. We need someone to show up and inspire America again. In the meantime, if international companies rank out higher, we're going to buy international companies. If American companies are selling more abroad and figured out a way to do it, that's not bad for America, folks. We have a global society right now. We identify those companies. But I happened to be sitting in Yankee Stadium last week with a couple of college friends, and they said something to me that I honestly didn't even remember. But they said, do you remember in 1980 when Reagan got elected and we were all graduating, and the world was a really, really tough place in America? We were too young and actually enthusiastic to care at the time. They said that I talked about American flags flying around and that there was a new upstart coming. And, folks, we had exactly what we needed. We need someone to show up and inspire America actually again. And it's actually not these guys running for election right now. But we're going to get away from politics. We're going to get back into a really fascinating subject. We're going to bring on Michael Covell, his latest book, The Complete Turtle Trader. There's a lot to talk about here. I have the book in my hands. I've been reading it. I love this first book, How to Great Traders Make Millions in Up and Down Markets. Folks, stick with us. We need a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back with more of Voice America. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Money, money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money, money, call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspects of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk, heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, Voice America Business.
With thousands of homes destroyed or damaged by fire, lots of people are wondering what to do next. If you are a wildfire survivor, SoCalHelp.org can help you find support and decide what to do, right now, wherever you are. This easy-to-use website is a place you can go to get immediate help with food, shelter, and important medications and start getting your life back on track. Get help now with insurance, legal issues, and find professional services like doctors and counselors. You can access contact information for national agencies, hotlines, and services that have the resources you need. You can also connect with other survivors and people who can help. For the answers and support you need to rebuild, visit SoCalHelp.org.
The Bottom Line in Business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And as you know, I love to read. I love to read from the best investors, the best authors, the guys who follow the market and follow the best investors out there. It's a real pleasure to be on Michael Covell, the author of a book that I loved in the beginning when I first read it years ago, Trend Following. Big, thick book, How Great Traders Make Millions and Up and Down. His next book, The Complete Turtle Trader, Legends, Lessons, and Results. What a fantastic story. Is Michael out there? Michael, you with us?
Thanks for having me.
Hey, well, it's absolutely my pleasure, Michael, and I've enjoyed your books, and it's great to have you on. I think you address something in the Turtle Traders. It's actually a fascinating kind of a story. We're going to get into it. If you don't mind, first, you know, I've read your bio. I've read your work. You want just a brief introduction of yourself, and then we'll just get into both of your books, because I think they're both fascinating.
Well, you know, I always look at myself as an average guy, but an average curious guy. And I started to hear about this trend-following trading style years ago, this technical way of looking at the markets, ignoring all the fundamentals, and just one step after another going down this investigative path to really uncover this world. And so two books later, and I'm in the middle of working on a film documentary right now with this subject as a background, that's where I'm at right now.
That works if it's followed, and maybe you kind of want to get into the setup and who did it and how actually you got as close to the scene with Richard Dennis as you did, and allowed you to follow the experiment, and the results are fantastic. Why don't you jump right into it?
Well, it's such a great story, this nurture over nature. A guy, Richard Dennis, he makes his first million by the age of 25 back in the 70s. He makes $200 million by the early 80s, all by himself, all trading his own account. His partner thinks, hey, he's some brilliant guy with all these natural gifts. And Rich thinks to himself, you know, I don't think I'm that special. I can show other people how to do this. And they make a bet. They watch the old movie Trading Places. They then look for students, average students off the street. And they train them. They give them 2 weeks of training. They stake them with money. 4 years later, the group of 20 had made around $100 million. Six of the 20 are still trading today, 20-plus years later, and one of those is a billionaire. And so it's just a great example of nurture trumping nature. For me, there's so many twists and turns to get close to a story like this, because for all intents and purposes, a lot of people didn't want this story out there. It was a very secretive-type, quiet thing. I mean, there was a lot of monetary success, and just a lot of digging, and you know, you meet one person here, and that connects a dot, and it connects another dot, and eventually, I ended up with a situation where many years after getting into this, a lot of the turtles, the original turtles, wanted to talk to me for the book, and that's when things really opened up, and the stories really came out.
Right, and I gotta say, you know, I read Grant Darling. It's a wonderful book. It's got a tremendous amount of. I think they were trying to teach what they taught the turtles themselves. What's really important here, remember there were some day trading firms that tried to teach the message, and those guys themselves went bankrupt. And there was a reason for it. And maybe, you know, we could learn from the winners. Why don't you address the turtles that were unsuccessful? What kind of prevents them from being successful? I think it's just as interesting as the successful ones.
Well, I think it's a really important point that some of them were unsuccessful. And I go into this in several chapters in the book. And ultimately, there are some basic, I almost want to call them entrepreneurial issues. You have to be able to be autonomous. You have to be able to think for yourself. And I think a lot of the turtles, and this came through in interviews, quite a few, you know, maybe they made their couple $1 million and they retired. But I think some of them were along for the ride, and I don't think it's necessarily unexpected that, you know, Richard Dennis could give people the rules, but what he couldn't imprint in them is he could say, well, listen, you still got to wake up each day, you still got to clock in, you still got to do the work. And, you know, you can't necessarily instill that in people. You've got to have hunger, too. But I think for the people that are hungry, it's the greatest story ever. Because if you're hungry to figure out how to make money on Wall Street, this story is like the story you have to know.
I think that what happens with some of the guys who are successful is that they follow the rules, and that they actually let their ego take over, and rather than following the rules of the moment, they outguessed it, they tried to be more intelligent, and they didn't actually follow them. Am I wrong on that?
You're right. Actually, that did happen with some of them. There's no doubt about it. And I think, you know, even sometimes it's a fairly simple way of trading, and if you try and outthink it, if you try and think you're smarter than the market, try and think you're smarter than these basic systems that have worked for decades, that's when things go wrong.
Right. That's a really critical point about this confidence with no ego, and once your ego gets involved, your discipline, once you lose your discipline, trying to hold the sun like everybody else and your competence is, and yet you guys follow the rules. I think we're talking here about accumulation of money. We're talking about trying to actually adopt a discipline, and even in the heat of the day, the heat of the night, not break the discipline and not let your ego take over. That's kind of a lot that I took away from it.
Absolutely. In fact, it even affected Richard Dennis at certain points in time where maybe the evidence shows that he got bored with his own systems. He wanted to try. Sometimes it's the old tried and true that really worked. And the turtles that stuck with those basic rules, there's quite a few of his students that actually ended up having longer and more distinguished trading careers than the original teacher because they just stuck with the rules.
Incredible. It's a great story. This is the complete turtle trade, the legends, the lessons, the results. I think it's fantastic. I haven't finished it. I read so much. I'm in the middle of writing a book myself. I think your first book, Trend Following, I know was a bestseller. I know it kind of blew the covers off. It's in multiple languages. You're also doing something else right now that intrigues me. You're talking about behavioral finance and now meeting with some of the top investors of all time, and they've opened up the doors for you, and I know you're a featured speaker around, but tell me, is your business found from sort of pleasure investing or meeting with you now that has your documentary coming out?
Well, the documentary is really my journey to go down the path of talking to, from average investors to, I've interviewed 2 Nobel Prize winners, to guys like Bill Miller, Leg Mason, Jim Rogers, names people have heard, all the way to David Harding at Winton Capital. David runs a $13 billion hedge fund trading methods. And what happens is a lot of these guys are kind of off the radar to some degree. And I think they appreciate an author like myself just coming at this from a factual matter and saying, wow, look at what they do, look at the performance. So what I've done in the last year, I've traveled about 75,000 miles from New York to Las Vegas to San Diego to Tokyo to Macau to Singapore to London back to New York, and I've interviewed everyone under the sun, all in an effort to find out, look, some people make great decisions with their money in the markets, and some people make bad decisions. So what can we learn from talking to all these different people and taking into account some of the current events, such as real estate and oil and the dollar and the stock market? What can we learn? What are those final lessons that we can learn about how some of these great traders really think and how they make decisions?
Well, I think that's really the key, learning from the best, kind of pulling the best from each one, seeing what kind of makes sense to you, maybe leaving out what doesn't make sense to you. That's what I've done. I think it's an amazing, amazing journey. I think you're talking, but not looking for opinions, seeking the truth, letting the truth come up. I give you just an amazing amount of credit on your writing and what you've done. There's a couple minutes left in our brief segment. I want you, I don't know if there's a website or if there's, your new books are over on Amazon, and you also shared in your little bio that I'm a baseball fan, a former college level player. Who's going to win the World Series this year? The Yankees going to do it?
What's that? I'm sorry, you're breaking up on me, Jordan.
I'm saying I think the Yankees are going to take the World Series finally, and I don't know who's your team out there. I know you're an avid baseball fan.
Look, if the Red Sox can get Manny straight, they'll be all right. So.
Let Manny be Manny. Listen, you want to give out a personal website if there is
one?
Yeah,
sure. Everyone can find me at michaelcovell.com. That's COVEL.com. So it's michaelcovell.com or turtletrader.com. Documentary will be hitting the film festivals in early 2009, and hopefully it'll be a theatrical release, and everyone will be able to see it.
Right, well, listen, I really appreciate you taking out the time to schedule to join us. I can't wait to see the documentary. In the meantime, good health, and all the very best. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jordan.
All right, folks, here on BlueSpotter, Profitable Investing. We'll be right back following a real quick break. Stick with us. We're going to get into the area of trust and actually covering your bases beforehand. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Tom Martin from Martin's Investigative Services.
Money, money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money, money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Everyone faces conflict at home, at work, in the community, in the world. This show is about how to fix those conflicts with practical tips and techniques. Doug Knoll brings to the internet airwaves the first of its kind, a show that teaches peaceful resolution to life's daily battles. That's Fix Your Conflicts, broadcasting live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel.
Our team of investment professionals, supported by our quantitative magnet stock selection process, is committed to the goal of providing excess market returns to clients around the world. We target the fastest growing companies that are still trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. Companies in this category are likely to enjoy dynamic earnings growth. We call these companies magnets. They tend to simulate investor response and create powerful returns. The value added benefit of magnets' quantitative analysis and portfolio management has been extraordinary. After ranking all eligible companies, we only buy less than the top 1% of the companies we monitor. The first step involves quantitative analysis of individual companies. Often special situation companies with a market niche are captured by our screening process. Our strategy is intended to take advantage of our global economy while achieving long-term capital appreciation.
I'm Paul Hopkins, CEO of Farmers Insurance, and a proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with farmers' support, we can do even more for families all over America. One day, all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. Welcome back to Profitable Investing with your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it's a very important segment coming up, folks. I'm really honored. We're going to bring on Tom Martin, president of Martin Investigative Services. There's a lot to talk about here. Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
Sir, how are you?
I am just fantastic here. And Tom, you got a tremendous background. I want to first let you... The M in Magnet stands for management. I know you've got a great background to put you in a position to be known as America's private eye. Why don't you give us a little bit of your background, then I want to get into your book, If You Only Knew.
Well, in 1969, I was fortunate enough to be selected to become a federal agent with the Department of Justice, and I represented the department in about 60 foreign countries and throughout the United States. I was primarily a drug enforcement agent, and at 22 years of age, it was obviously a very awakening experience for me to travel around the world and see people that were involved in drug trafficking who had millions and millions of dollars and more resources than the government, more planes, more money, and it was as I said, very eye-awakening. I got hurt in 1981, and I had to retire, and the most logical thing that it seemed to me that I would do would stay. What I knew the best was investigations, so I started Martin Investigative Services, and 27 years later, we're an overnight success.
Right. Well, that's what happens when you do it for that long, that well. And let me just say, I think I'm reaching you in one of my favorite places in the world. I love Laguna Beach. I know your corporate office is in Newport Beach, California. Is that where I'm reaching you today?
Well, I'm actually our corporate office is in Newport Beach, California, right near Fashion Island, and I'm actually talking to you today from Newport Coast, which is right next to Laguna Beach.
Right. Well, I think it's one of my favorite areas in the country. Gorgeous beach, gorgeous everything. So you're not only a great PI, but you know where to live.
Well, you don't want to be down in Laguna Beach during the summer. I think there's a lot of people who share your affinity for Laguna Beach. It is one of the most sought-after tourist spots in the world.
Right, and every time I have meetings around there, I find myself there for a day. But let me turn to business. I think one of the biggest problems here, Tom, my own opinion, is not the problems, the cost of gas. It's really a breakdown in trust, and it's a breakdown in society of being able to trust one another. That plays right into what you do, and I know that you talk about the fact that a lot of the clients that come to you already invested, already made a decision to go forward before they did their homework, and then you say the reality is that 88% of these are actually investments or scams. So the question is, you obviously want to bring someone beforehand, but what can you do, and I guess you're not going to give away your tricks here, but how do you check out a person or a company prior to investing if you're not working with a PI like you?
Well, I'll be happy to share with you and your listeners. It's a very, very simple process. It's almost mind-blowing to me that some very sophisticated investors will get themselves caught in a situation and they haven't done their homework. As I said, in our corporate office, we have one of the world's largest database of public information. It contains almost 5.8 billion bits of information. Civil records, criminal records, consumer public filings. Those three things should be checked out for less than $100 by anybody who's investing with a person and or a company. You can call our office if you feel more comfortable with a world-class investigator that's in your area. Go to them, and before you invest, check them out. See if they've been sued or if they are suing someone. Find out if in fact the person has a criminal record. And most importantly, if you're investing with a money manager, if you're investing with a company itself, be it well-known or just somebody new on the block, there's something that each state has. It's called the Consumer Public Filing Index. And for less than $75, you can find out if a person or a company has bankruptcies, notice of defaults, judgments, tax liens, or problems with the IRS. Now, if you hit on one of those five, or a civil record, or a criminal record, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to say, I don't think I want to put my money with them. But you're absolutely right. About 90% of the people that come to us have already invested, and they want Tom Martin and the investigators of the world to say, oh, tell me I made the right decision. Oh, tell me everything's okay. And what happens is the vast majority, I mean, almost, it runs between 85 and 80%, and that's been consistent for 38 years that they're investing in a scam. It's just unbelievable to us, and it doesn't change. I don't think, no matter how many radio shows I do, no matter how many TV shows I'm on, how much print we get in the newspaper and we tell people this, you know, we're not even trying to sell our book. We put it online for free. And people it's the same old thing. When you see somebody who's too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true.
Right, and that's pretty easy advice to take. It's just amazing people don't do their homework in this world of the Internet and with so much public information out there. Not everyone feels comfortable coming to a top private investigator. Not everyone has the assets. I know that you talk about a couple of databases, maybe three databases, that the public can actually access to keep them out of trouble, keeping them to dealing with scams. Can you share them with the listeners here?
Sure. I think there's two things that your listeners should know. Let's just say that you're in the state of California. Well, California has 58 counties, and the vast majority of them sell the information to people like myself or information brokers. So you can go to a private investigator. I would you know, get somebody that maybe is a former federal agent. I would, you know, talk with maybe your local police department and find out somebody that's retired that comes highly recommended. Go to the courthouse, talk to the judges, find out who the best is. And what they could do in a state like California is for less than $100, probably even closer to $70, run somebody through the civil records, the criminal records, and the consumer public filings, and that will give you the information comes back in the same day. If you're in New Jersey, for example, or in New York, some of the states like that, they don't sell that information, but it's simply you can do it yourself. You just simply need to go down to the county that you live in and or where the person is doing business in and simply walk into the clerk's office and ask them to guide you in how to do a civil, criminal, and consumer public filing index search. I mean, if you're going to invest your hard-earned money, be it $5,000, $10,000, $100,000, which we see people do across this country day in and day out, wouldn't it behoove you to kind of check these persons out? You're going to take Uncle Joey's recommendation. You're going to take some friend, a realtor, has recommended you to this. They listen to your show. They'll listen to me, and they'll simply go out and invest without doing their homework. It's just mind-boggling.
Right, and I think it goes beyond mind-boggling. I think it's foolish, and I think that, you know, clearly what I've talked about, what I'm going to try to work on, I'm working with some very interesting people to try to actually build the trust back in this country. When people are scammed and people hear about scams, well, it kind of turns everyone else off into kind of investing, and there are plenty of good people to invest with. Building this trust back is important. I think part of the thing you're mentioning is do your homework first. Don't actually get involved first. But I guess what happens is when people come to you and they check out people, I'm still a believer that most people are good. What percentage of the people that you do research end up actually having problems?
It has been very consistent, Jordan, over the last 35 years that we have been doing this. And because people don't do their homework, keep in mind this one statistic, that the people that are coming to world-class private investigators to get this information have already put their money down. It's almost 90%. And when we run the company, ABC, XYZ Company, or Joe Blow, or whatever the name of the person is that they invested with, it comes back almost consistently every month, every year, every decade, that 88% of the time that their investment portfolio that they've gone into is a scam. I mean, how stupid are people in this country that are still trying to get Nigerian money in the millions?
I mean, right. You mean those emails that come to me about a king, all I need to do is give him $50,000 and I get $25 million?
Yeah. Do you I cannot tell you how many calls that we get on a weekly basis from people asking us to check out this particular person in Nigeria to see if it's real. And you get them on the phone. Are you kidding me? I mean, are you in the 21st century? It's 2008. You haven't heard that this is a scam? Now, fast forward the videotape of life down the road, and the guy walks in to an investment banker, and this guy is going to turn him on to ABC in Lubbock, Texas, where they're going to have an investment in oil reserves. Do you think that somebody would check that out? To see that company is a P.O. box, that it's at the local UPS store, that it doesn't really exist. I mean, it's just really simple. We often say you don't even need an above-average private investigator. You can pretty much do it yourself. But if you want to spend a $100 bill before you throw away $25,000 or $100,000, check it out. And what we do is we love to do this because we love to find good investments because we'll invest in it ourselves.
No, of course. And again, there's a lot of good investments out there. Unfortunately, there are a lot of scams. What I wanted you to do is, and you're taking a really great approach, you're talking about giving actually the information away. I do the same thing. You understand that the top guys out there really need a professional to dig a little bit deeper and they're willing to pay for it. Why don't you give out your website, maybe any information, how to contact you for the people who want to go a little bit deeper than doing it themselves?
Sure, and I'll tell you one other thing. If any of your listeners call us up and they say, hey, I want you to check out this person, how much would it cost? Well, the first thing we do is do a due diligence search on that name. So if they come up with the ABC company and we've already done the search, we're going to tell them for free, don't invest in that.
Fantastic. So why don't you let people know, how are they going to reach you?
Well, it's very simple. You can go to our website, which is martinpi.com. Or you can call our 800 number, and we'll pay for your call. It's 800-577-1080.
All right, Martin, you're doing probably one of the most important services out there, keeping people from getting hurt and losing hard-earned money a dumb way. I give you a lot of credit, and I appreciate you taking out the time. And next time in Laguna Beach, maybe we'll get together. I'd love to. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, Jordan.
Alrighty, and folks, you are listening to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. We're going to tie this up right after this commercial break. We saved some things to go over. Stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Profitable Investing.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Self-leadership is an important part of corporate leadership. In the hustle and bustle world we live in, we need to be reminded that in all failures and successes, we are the common denominators. Each week, let Daniel Gutierrez help bring you the tools you need to manage self-leadership, resulting in success. Make your mark in your industry. Make sure you listen to Right Here, Right Now. Brought to you by Wachovia Bank, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspects of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
Is your job heavenly or closer to hell on earth? Maybe it's time you stop waiting on employers to make you satisfied and learn how to recognize your own career contentment. Jeff Garten and his expert guests show you how every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific when you tune in to Career Contentment Radio on the Voice America Business Radio Network. Contentment is yours to control and easier to achieve than happiness or satisfaction.
Sell, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
To Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel, and we just had on two great guests, and again, I always like to try to bring it back, tie it together with the age-old things we talk about here again and again, which is A, doing your homework up front, B, not blaming other people for your problems. I'll give you an example. I happen to have a brother, and I know that if he listens into this segment and hears it, it's good for him. If not, well, he's still not learning. But the point here, he does not invest with me. He keeps his money separate, and we like to talk about family and sports and politics. And leave, you know, I just don't want to invest family money. Now, he's actually lost a fair amount of money in a company where he did extensive research in the company after he already lost most of his investment. We've talked a lot about this over the last couple of years together, and I said to him, look at the work that you're doing now to find out what the story is. Imagine if you had done that prior to investing, would you actually have invested in this company? Would you have taken your money after now you don't trust the management? And think about why not do that up front, okay? And it's the same exact thing where we talk about with public companies and investing your money and not taking tips and not actually trying to get rich quick overnight in schemes. And as our private eye said, if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Folks, if you haven't seen my first book, Magnet Investing, you simply look at the difference of what compounding your money looks like when you're just compounding at 12 and 14% a year, and then if you take it up, you know, just a little bit further relative to leaving your money in money markets, you don't have to make 30, 40, 100% at a time. If you're willing to take it a little bit more slowly, if you're willing to be a little bit more practical, if you're only willing to invest in the very, very best companies in their individual markets, folks, the stock market itself is not a casino. And a lot of people talk about, well, this is how much I have to gamble and this is how much I don't have to gamble. And I guess my own opinion is if you're going to stay on top of your investments and you're going to watch them carefully and you're going to monitor companies' cash flow, not their reported earnings, if you're going to monitor their margin acceleration, folks, you know who's got the bad speed and you know who's lost their bad speed and you know who never had it to begin with. And the reality is that while I encourage entrepreneurism, and this is the fabric of America, you look at the percentage of companies that have started a new business, even if it is a great business plan, that are still in business 10 years later, 5 years later, 2 years later, you realize that most companies actually don't make it, and they think they have a plan, they think they have an answer, but business is incredibly difficult. And even if a company has been successful for a while, that doesn't mean they're going to stay successful.
And this is where we talk about monitoring companies like a patient, and not just kind of hearing the buzz, what somebody wants to do, but imagine if you took an individual and gave them a quarterly physical exam and insisted that if any irregularities show up in this physical exam, that person can no longer be on your team. And then you only have a team that is only so big, because you can't do physical exams on 500 individuals every quarter and really monitor their progress. And you can't really get to know 500 companies extraordinarily well and understand who their suppliers are and who their customers are and who their competition is. And you understand the point. If you're willing to do this level of homework, folks, you get a different level of results. And I think the most important point I've tried to bring out in this new book and what I try to bring out on this show is not trying to do it in one big bite and one big leap and one big jump. The fact is it takes a fair amount of time. And if you're willing to put that time in, folks, the results show up. And if you're not, if you're like most people and you have a day job and you have a family and you have a life, well, folks, it's extraordinarily difficult being a successful investor. Why? Well, there's 100 reasons. It's mostly because the market is actually so counterintuitive. And when things look the absolute best, folks, that's when everyone's a buyer, and that's where the valuations are the richest. And there's an expression that you pay a dear price for a rosy scenario. There are times when a company is actually too small for money managers to even invest in. And we own some of those here because we're not managing billions right now. And later down the road, we'll have to actually not invest in some of these companies that have been the dramatic winners for us that only trade 200,000 shares a day and only have market caps of $200, $500, and $1 billion. No, we're not investing in startups of companies that promise they'll develop a product. It's after the product gets developed, after the sales, after the revenues, and then after the margins begin to accelerate. And it becomes a sweet spot. It's something that that is well known in all facets of life called the S-curve. And if you catch the growth part of that S-curve, folks, you just don't have to check prices at the grocery store anymore, and you don't have to worry about your financial future. And the question you have to ask yourself is, are you getting closer to your goals or are you getting further away? And I sat down the guys in my office the other day, and I reminded them of the story that I hear every single year, that 50,000 one-half-inch drill bits are sold every single year. And guess what, folks? Nobody wants them. You say, how's that possible that many get sold and nobody wants them? Well, it's not that people are being tricked into buying them. What do they want? They want a half-inch hole. The only way to get that is with a half-inch drill bit. And it's the same thing, folks, with investments. Nobody wants a stock or a bond, and nobody wants a mutual fund. What they really want is financial security in their future and enough growth in their assets that they could afford things as inflation keeps creeping up and prices keep going up, whether it's college or whether it's retirement or whether it's a vacation or a sports game or whatever it is. You know that inflation is rampant, and it will remain that way. So you need that half-inch drill bit because you need the hole. You need investments because you need income and growth. And it doesn't show up in the bank, and it doesn't show up in a CD or a money market. Folks, you got to get out there. You got to take some risks. You got to take them with your eyes wide open, and you have to understand that there is no sure thing in investing. So what I want to share with you here, it's the most important message I can share with you, folks. Take responsibility. Get a hold of your future. Get a hold of your career. Stop thinking the government's going to bail you out. Don't blame your broker. Make sure you kiss your kids. Stay balanced. If we can help you in any way, you know our website, you know our phone number. Look for us here at magnetinvesting.com. And, folks, the Yankees will win the World Series, and I got to go get some exercise and feel good. Our portfolios are on cruise control. We are in a different place than the rest of the market. We're happy to be here. We are quite different. If we can help you, let us know. In the meantime, have a profitable week ahead, folks. We'll see you right here on Profitable Investing. Voice America Business, same time next week. Have a great week ahead. Profitable investing to you. Bye now.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.